Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. He's looking for his third safety right now, dude. We have a video going on this thing here on our YouTube channel. It's also on Facebook Live. You can check it out at crntalk.com. Join us here on the show, nationwide, coast to coast, our flagship station, KABC 790 in Los Angeles, and, of course, stations all around the country. That new one in Salt Lake City. We're in the Salt Lake City Valley. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, and I think we're working on Wisconsin, aren't we?
Yeah, we're working on Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago getting into Wisconsin.
There we go.
We get a White Sox ticket.
Who's that? Oh, that's the one and only star of our show, the Fred Dreyer. They carry the White Sox. I believe we could get some tickets.
Well, I'd like to get some tickets.
Corey came to me today and said that he can get a lot of Colorado Rocky tickets if anybody wants to go to some of their games. Would you like to go to a Rockies game?
Oh, that would just be wonderful to see how fast you could count the empty seats.
I'm telling you, they're having a tough season this year.
Yeah, and the White Sox are as well, though.
But the Rockies worse, aren't they?
Yeah, barely, but they're both really bad.
Sox are going to turn it around. Come on, that's a big storied franchise. We got them, and I'll tell you, it's going to be good. All right, we got a lot to talk about here on the show today. A lot of football news, a lot of baseball news. You know, playoffs are going on in the NBA, hockey playoffs going on. Yeah, one correction here on the show, and Corey Marino is our show producer. Fred Dreyer, of course, the star of our show. I'm Michael Horn. Welcome to everybody. But my one question is, Gretzky has the there now. Is it a tie now that he's the
Ovechkin has the is
has
leading.
More?
Yeah.
So Ovechkin has more goals than Gretzky, but Gretzky has more points because when you give the puck to somebody else and they score it, you get an assist. And Gretzky's got a billion points, doesn't he?
Yeah. With hockey, you get like two types of assists. You get the pass assist, and then you get like a pass to the pass that assists. And Gretzky outnumbers them by thousands.
Fred Dreyer, you look like a guy that could get a lot of assists if you played a game.
I've had too many assists lately. I'm whipped.
Like those chairs this last weekend when we were at that event.
Oh, God.
Fred,
yeah, thanks a lot,
Fred,
by the way.
Fred and I sat in a chair for so long, we couldn't get out of it.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I was in an L-shaped position for 2.5 hours.
Like you talk about a flat rear end. I had to go home and get a tire pump to put some airbag in that thing.
I even considered letting the neighborhood dog bite me.
We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Welcome aboard.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We have pictures we're going to be posting at the FredDreyerShow.com site of Fred and Stephanie Kramer and that famed series Hunter. We'll be talking about those in the show today. Corey Marino's our producer. I'm Michael Horn. And Rachel is out there tuned in saying hello to each and every one of us individually on our Facebook Live page.
Very kind of you, Rachel. Thanks.
Rachel Joan G. Shelley. I like that.
Hello, hello.
So, you know, we come to you on Sirius Channel 217. You can hear us over the weekends on Sirius XM, XM Channel 203, Sirius 217, the XM Sirius app, 967, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and our flagship 790 KBC Saturdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, this first story here, and Corey, thanks for pulling this one out, because this is one that I've been complaining about on the show, and Fred has as well, too, and I think you have. We talked about how terrible the umpires are this year in calling balls and strikes. When you see that little rectangular box they put on televised TV shows and the umpire calls it a strike and you see it's way outside and you think, that's not a strike, it's a ball. And likewise, sometimes on the way in. Well, let me ask you this, Fred, but I think you went over the notes here, so you probably know. Did you know that Major League Baseball has reduced the umpire evaluation buffer zone? That's the EBZ, the UEBZ, the umpire evaluation buffer zone.
Yes.
And they've reduced it from 2 inches to a 3/4 inch segment on each side of the strike zone.
We've got to give everybody rulers and tape measures to play this game now.
I'm telling you, but here's the problem with it. And Corey, you reported this here. It results in fewer borderline strike calls, despite the strike zone itself remaining unchanged. And here's the deal: many players, many coaches, team officials were surprised by this change, saying they were not informed ahead of the season and only noticed the impact as the games began. Pitchers, catchers have particularly been affected, reporting noticeable shifts in pitch outcomes and strategy, while hitters generally support the move toward a more rule book accurate zone. So this is one catcher said an umpire asked him early in the season, he said, what do you think of the new strike zone? And the catcher's response was, what new strike zone? These guys, Fred, were not informed.
Well, that's the rule of the day. I mean, look, why even have a home plate?
Corey, you answer that one. I'll let you take that one there. Why even have a home plate?
I don't know. We should just wiffle ball it out there.
Just throw it up there until the ball's put into play.
You see these calls, and you wonder, you know, how they cannot call these strikes or these balls or whatever. Everybody's confused. Why don't they just put the dang computer in there like they were going to do, and there you go.
Well, how about getting better people to call balls and strikes?
Well, they're obviously trained, and you wonder when
they're not trained.
They're not?
No.
Oh, boy.
It becomes self-evident after about 50 years of this same old conversation. It's the same dumb-headed people who don't seem to have the wherewithal in the off season to get everybody together and just simply say, we're going to standardize the strike zone. I don't care if you're a 4'2" midget or you're Ohtani at 6'4", 6'5". It doesn't make any difference. You're pandering to the fan base, and someone will say, you know, this. We're in the era of if we can make you not argue what we want to do with you, it's okay. And people go along with it.
Well, they do, and I have to say, though, Fred, back in the day, were you to challenge, let's say, an umpire like Jock O'Conlon or Frank Sicori or Lee Wire on some of these calls over there, they'd have something, two or three things to say about it and tell you basically to shut up. Am I right?
Yeah, after they kicked you out.
It would kick you out. There'd be arguments about this. Tommy Lasorda going up against Leo DeRocher, kicking dirt on Jock O'Conlon's beautifully polished shoes. That was a big problem. Look that one up, Corey.
You'll
see the video on that. It's a good one.
Can you imagine? That was before television, wasn't it?
No. I think we had TV, Fred. I can't remember.
Nobody, but seriously,
yes.
Nobody would complain if they said that ball was outside, and if the umpire said, that's right, it was, that's my strike zone. Now shut up and turn around and let's get this game underway.
And they were accurate, because now you see an umpire call it one way one time, and the next time the same pitch comes
out,
there's
the problem.
Call it the other
that's
way.
The problem.
It is.
You know, here's my strike zone. And you meet with them, you know, before the game goes on. You know, you get a popcorn and a beer, and you go out behind the home plate fence, and you watch the coaches and the managers exchange lineups, and the umpire is there, and he says, "Okay, here's the lineup cards, and here's my strike zone." And hands them a card. Get used to it. Now you can go back. Anybody argues one time with my strike zone, you're out of the game. Now let's move it.
Yeah, well, the problem is they have multiple cards. So in case they miss the call, you can go, now here's my new strike zone.
Well, then we're all crazy, aren't we?
One of the problems, Fred, I remember back in the day with the great legendary Vin Scully as the announcer, he always announced he always announced who was behind the plate, who the first, second, and third base umpires were. They don't do that anymore. They don't tell you who's out there. You don't know any of the umpires' names now.
Well, of course. That's the idea. Let's just forget it. That's a ball. That's a strike. And here's an advertisement for Coors Beer.
I want to know if Augie Donatelli is still umpiring. You know, at least mention his name if he is, right? Do you know any of these names I'm mentioning
Not
there?
Not even a little bit.
Look it up.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah, Augie Donatelli, one of the all-time greats. I'm telling you, those were great names, and they umpired for years, didn't they? These guys seem to change things like every season. There's new umpires.
Well, you don't have any umpires pushing back. The union. You know, I always thought this up until not too long ago.
What's that?
That after every game that's played and every game that will be played, no matter what the outcome is, it's going to be the umpires will take a shower and go home and not talk to anybody, not interview anybody, and not say a word to anybody about the game they just saw.
They're not as much a part of the game as they used to be, because if there was a terrible call, you talked about it for a week. Am I right?
No, it's like they're pretending that they weren't a part of the game. You know, they wear all black, so they blend in, and and one thing leads to another, and you don't have the satisfaction of talking to an umpire, the press, forgive the word press, you forgive these guys for they don't know what they're doing.
Well, and you can also check with the catchers, too, because I understand, and maybe I misunderstood this, but I understand a lot of the catchers have gone to the Magic Castle and learned a little magic tricks because they're able to take the ball when it's, like, outside and they move it right back in, kind of sleight of hand, and the umpire goes,
it's a Bugs Bunny cartoon. You know, you hold this big pie dish leather glove up. Yeah. Here comes the pitch. It's probably a slow slider. Yeah. It's hanging up there. And as soon as the ball comes into the close to the plate, the catcher says, oh, gee, I better do something here because this is going to be a ball, and we don't want that. So he'll reach across the plate, grab the ball, and drag it in front of your eyes, and now the umpire will go, yeah, that's a strike.
Sleight of hand. It works every time.
It's just stupid.
So anyway, last word on this. The rule book, according to one Major League Baseball official quoting now, says the rule book strike zone has not changed. We have not instructed umpires to call a different strike zone. In response to consistent player and club desire to have umpires evaluated more closely to the rule book strike zone, we argued with the Major League Baseball Umpires Association in their new CBA, I guess that's their association, to reduce the size of the buffer around the border of the strike zone, which essentially protects an umpire from being graded incorrect or extremely close misses. So we informed the GMs, the field managers, that we're seeking this change during the offseason, and again informed the clubs when the umpire CBA was ratified over overall ball strike accuracy in 2025 is the highest it has been. Through this point of the season. What a pile of malarkey.
This is all a lie. Hold on to this thing and take it to home plate with you.
All right. I'll present the rules at home plate. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, here with you every week at this time. Glad to have you on board. We do ask you to send notes if you want to Fred. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And you can also check us out at Facebook Live and on our YouTube channel. Corey, we've got the show up every week, right? Right after the broadcast?
Every week.
Every week you can watch it there. Hello, Rachel, Joan, G, Shelley, I told you, in Birmingham, Alabama. Alisa is your fan from Italy, and she's up at 2 or 3 in the morning. You know, I've been watching a lot of TV from Italy. They're doing all that that Pope conference and everything. You go and go to bed late here in Southern California. You can watch and see what the Cardinals are all doing. And I'm not talking baseball. Okay. let's see. Lori is listening in Iowa, and we've got Thunder and Lightning there, she said. I don't know if that's the name of their minor league team or if she's actually experiencing that weather availability. And then Jenny, who's in Santa Maria, she has made some comments for you, Fred. She said she's been watching the Dodgers, and she loves Andy Pahe, has really been tearing the leather out of the ball, and he's also been getting hits. And she says she likes that H.S. Kim. They brought up that that kid who's pretty fast here. What are your thoughts on these two players?
What players? I know
Andy Pahe.
Pahes.
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 Well, I think the more he plays, the better he gets. And if they can win with him playing instead of what's his face?
Conforto?
Henderson. What is it? Henderson.
Oh, with Teoscar Hernandez out?
Hernandez.
Yeah, Teoscar.
Yeah, and if they can do that, then they'll be all right.
Yeah. Teoscar Hernandez, by the way, Fred is bringing that up. You're on the injured list. He's out for a while, is what they're saying right now.
They say about 2 weeks, no more than 2 weeks.
Said it was originally a 10-day thing, but now they've it's been graded now to a grade one groin strain. I'm not familiar, Fred, with categories of groin strains, so maybe you could help out our audience with that.
What would you like me to do?
The grades of different, what is a grade one compared to a grade two or grade three?
Severity.
A groin strain? Okay. Yeah. Maybe you had visual aids. I don't know.
No, I've got some notes,
never mind.
And then I've got another thing that comes in the rule book. I've got one of those.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm sorry I asked about
it. He thought you had that whole diagram like when you did the turf toe.
Visual aids, yeah.
Yeah, like I had the turf toe. Remember my turf toe diagram?
That was beautiful.
It really helped people understand.
It did. So Teoscar left the game in the opening game, the win in Miami when the Dodgers played there this week, and reported his left hamstring tightness, but it became more. And so Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, one of the great managers, he said, listen, it's this quote. He says he doesn't, quoting Dave now, talking about Teoscar Hernandez, he doesn't come out of baseball games, so we put him on the IL because he'll want to play and he'll rip the thing apart and then be worthless for us. So, again, Dave says obviously he's going to be inactive for a while. I don't really know what timetable, but we'll see. The guy's been tearing it up. He's batting .315, leads the club in RBIs with 34, tied with the team lead for home runs, although Shohei Ohtani, I believe, has hit some more since then. So he's got the team lead going on. And what about that kid, Kim, who they brought up because what's his name is on the injured dial?
Tommy Edmonds,
yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Edmonds could play if pushed. But there's no reason to push him because they're deep.
Push him.
Because they're deep. And they're going to keep him out of the next series, and the next four game series with Arizona, and then when he get back to Dodger Stadium, he'll start again and he'll be healthy.
Yeah, that's good. So we'll see what's going on. So that's Dodger IL news. There's more injuries as soon as the season starts. People are on the injured list, and you've talked about this in many years that I've worked with you, Fred Dreyer. players are not prepared, whether it be football, basketball, hockey maybe more, but I don't know, and baseball, they're not prepared to start the season. They don't do much in the off season, correct?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned hockey. I have to tell you the truth. I have a lot of respect for hockey players. They play when they shouldn't play, and they play when they should play, and they really have a real loyalty to the team, to the philosophy of Canadian hockey. And it's really a pleasure to watch these playoffs like that.
Yeah, I think, and they seem to not go down on the, unless they're really injured and get a concussion or whatever. These guys are the true athletes. You forget when you watch hockey that they're doing everything on skates. They move so quickly and so fast, and they're on skates, for God's sake.
Yeah, they're fast. These guys are fast and accurate. They stop and accelerate. Really are special athletes.
You've been friends with Wayne Gretzky, and you even bought the similar TVs that you and Wayne had over the years. Did you notice when you'd hang out with Wayne, was he always wearing his skates, or did he go into street shoes after the game?
He wore the gloves when we sat down to dinner.
He did?
Yeah, the big gloves. He wore those.
Amazing.
And they were inspiring for us to eat more.
Mm-hmm. One of the greats, I'm telling you. I love that guy, Gretzky. I love the Kings. They're just great. And a shout-out to Nick Nixon, one of the great announcers of the game, who retired from announcing National Hockey League hockey for the Los Angeles Kings. What a gentleman. What a great guy. Bob Miller, Nick Nixon, you know, all of those guys there. Jim Fox, you just those Darrell Evans, they're all great. Love them. All right, so let's go on to some other news here that we've got for you. And the Dodgers, we're going to look at their injured list right now. And again, their pitchers here. Evan Phillips now has been placed on the injured list. He was going to be their closer, wasn't he?
Again.
Yeah, he just came back.
He was just back. The bus pulled up. He got out and walked around to the other side of the bus and got on, and they took off.
Fred, I got to ask you. You're in charge of a baseball team. I mean, these guys.
Do I have to be?
Well, the GM's life is crazy. You get what you think is a great closer, somebody ready to go, and he pitches like a month, and then he's on the injured list. I mean, can't there be some better testing? I mean, these guys are trying to throw so fast and so hard, they blow their arms out like once every 3 weeks.
Well, they send a guy out there in the bullpen, and they give him. They call him up. And they wind him up and say, get ready, because you're coming in. And there's nobody out. There's bases are loaded. And they start throwing 104 miles an hour, warming up.
Not good.
And you wonder why. And then they slow down. And then they start up again. And you wonder why. You know, they say, you know, my elbow hurts. At dinner, they go back to the airport. And they have a sandwich and a six-pack. Next thing you know, their elbow it now starts to throb, and then you know they're back on the IL again.
You know, and some of these guys get injured eating. Didn't the Dodgers have a guy almost lost his life because he blew out his esophagus or something?
Yeah, Dustin May.
He's that redheaded kid. He's an odd guy.
But he's a good pitcher now that he's back, and apparently he can put down a pork chop or two, which is good. I like that. Now, here's the Dodgers' current injured list. You got Shohei Ohtani. He's still batting, but he's still not pitching. You got a Blake Snell. Big money invested in Blake. He's on the injured list. Tyler Glasnow. Big money invested in him.
Tyler Glasnow.
He's on the injured list.
Still hurt.
Yeah.
And he's still hurt from the Dodgers World Series.
Back when they played Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm with you. Clayton Kershaw may be coming back this weekend, they say. I guess he pitched to a minor league team.
Does he have to?
Hey, he didn't allow a hit in like six innings,
Who
I think.
Who is he pitching to, little leaguers?
I don't know, but we need him. We need him back. Gavin Stone's on the IL. Emmett Sheehan, River Ryan, Blake Treinen is there again. Michael Kopech, one of the greats, was from the White Sox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evan Phillips, now, as I mentioned. Brustar Gatterall, that guy pitches so fast, let me tell you, you can't see the ball come to the plate. It's that fast. You just hear like a whoosh, and that's it.
Gee whiz, what's that cost us to see that?
He's on the IL now. Kyle Hurt, Michael Grove, and Edgardo Henriquez is also on the IL. Now, so they called up when Tommy Edmonds went down. He saw Kim, and he made his debut with the Dodgers, and he's been starting to hit a little bit here. Fred, what do you think of this kid? Kind of fast.
Kim?
Yeah, Hee-Song Kim.
These guys have a work ethic that is very admirable.
Yeah.
And they should play. They should go over to Korea here at the break, All-Star break, and bring back a busload of those guys.
Hey, I'm telling you, they work hard. Hee-Song Kim did not make the team at the beginning, played in the minors when he got called up. He was ready, both in stealing bases. He went 2-for-4 in a couple of games, showcased again. So he stole a few bases. I think he's got 2 or 3 stolen bases already, does he not, Corey?
Yeah, he's got 2. And then also on Wednesday's game, he started in center field, and he started now at second base, shortstop and center. So with Teoscar out, the Dodgers can use Páez and him and Kike, and they'll just platoon him around everywhere. And he got another hit today on Wednesday, so he's looking good. He has more hits in the month of April since April 1st, since Conforto. He's only played 3 games.
I think he has more hits than Muncy has pitches that he's chased.
Muncy was wearing glasses, but he still has a good eye of the strike zone. I think he's
yes,
just
he
off
does.
The last...
As he's walking away from home plate after a called strike 3, the umpire say, "That's good. You're right. That was a strike 3. Sit down, Muncy."
I predict Muncy will come back. He's been starting a little slower. He'll get it.
Right.
And when he does, watch out.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
So
I don't know. I predict Nolan Arenado trade.
I hope not. That guy's a stiff. He was great. What's he batting now? 118?
I know. No, he's not.
He's
not
better than that.
Could split the team up.
Consider yourself blessed with getting Tommy Edman from the Cardinals. You don't need Nolan Arenado.
Let him play third base, Tommy.
It's like an anchor at third base. He doesn't move, I'm telling you.
He's fine at third.
Put Will Smith at third base when you have to, and bring up a catcher from
the minor
leagues.
No, you don't put Will Smith at third.
That's been a rumor.
Thinking about it.
Watch about it. We'll take a break. We'll talk to Fred about it, see what he thinks when we come back. Stay with us.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Count on Kohl's Christmas for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
We are back to Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with producer Corey Marino and J.D. Jeremy Dayton, who's not up there on the big bench, but we got our star hitter there, cleanup man himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. That Freddie Freeman has been really tagging the baseball here on the Dodgers these days. Am I right, Fred?
He seems to be well. He seems to have cleared his injury palate, and he's now really putting the ball on the bat. I think he should take Muncy out to dinner
and give him some
pointers.
He's got some big numbers here as far as Corey, you mentioned, with runners in scoring position. What's the stat?
Yeah, on Wednesday's game he got up to bat with bases loaded and he hit a triple to clear the bases, and the broadcaster said that his career with runners in scoring position, he hits .335.
.335 with runners in scoring position. That is insane. I have to mention that. So you listeners out there can go ahead and email us. Get your comments in. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And you can also go to our Facebook page or Facebook Live and chime in and make some comments. Fred, you noticed something. I mentioned earlier that one catcher about the new strike zone, that they have reduced the outside calls from 2 inches to 3/4 of an inch to sort of tighten up the strike zone. One catcher said an umpire asked him early this season, what do you think of the new strike zone? And the catcher's response was, what new strike zone? You mentioned Logan Webb.
Well, Logan Webb said, if it's smaller, I do think we should be told that it's smaller and that the buffer zone might be smaller. Yeah. Giant pitcher Nolan Webb, Logan Webb said.
Logan Webb, yeah.
And I certainly agree. What that statement tells me is nobody is having a conversation at all about a topic that everybody seems to be reacting to.
Yeah, it's very true. It is. What else we have here? Martine is listening to us in Cape Canaveral, Florida, and she made a comment that she likes the show. She said, it works for me. That's your old Hunter saying, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Mm-hmm. And then Chris said hello. She's tuned in, and she said she's one of the Hunterites on the Works For Me Facebook page.
We have a lot of those. We have a lot of Hunterites. We have a lot of Works For Me-ites.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave it there. Clayton said hi from Klamath Falls in Oregon, and Alyssa from Italy says it's 1:30. Mm. Yeah, so
get some sleep, Alyssa.
Good night. Throw an extra blanket on there, if you will, please. Now, we also should mention that Shohei Ohtani was in the 50-50 club last year, 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases.
Yes.
He's now already at 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases after his big 50-50 season.
Yeah, he was the first to hit those milestones with 10-10, and he's on average for a 47-47 this year.
Now, PNC Park, that's Pittsburgh, right?
That's Pittsburgh.
Is that where the fan fell out of the stands?
I think so. Or was that?
Was that Chicago?
I thought it was Chicago, but I think I've now read that it was Pittsburgh. And apparently they say the guy didn't appear to be drunk, that he had maybe a couple of drinks or whatever, they don't know, and he went to the edge of the thing and just took a nosedive over there and still in a serious condition. I hope he's getting better.
Yeah, I think I read something today that he took like a couple steps.
That would be great.
He's doing well. Yeah. I heard this.
Good, because there's a stadium employee at the Pittsburgh Pirates home park, also known as PNC Park, that we just talked about. He's been suspended because he had an altercation with a fan during last Sunday's game. Apparently, there's a video of the incident posted on social media, and it shows this employee having an animated argument with a fan and then throwing at least three punches. Now, that's how you can get crowd control. He says,
let me ask you a question.
Please.
I'm marveled to this very day, especially baseball, but including all the sports, why there aren't more dead people after the games.
What are you talking about? It's true, though. There have been some
murders. What do you mean, what I'm talking about? Absolutely. This is a legitimate... this is a legitimate concern. I don't want to be up there with my grandkids and have some jackass stumble and fall. And this is
too much drinking.
I don't know.
Too much beer.
Would you cut alcohol out of baseball?
They used to stop serving after the seventh. Do they still do that?
And the guy at
the sixth inning.
Buys a scooter full of beer.
Not good. There's this in PNC Park. There's a video of the incident and posted on social media, Pirates organization, quoting them now, they said, "We're aware of the unfortunate incidents that occurred following the conclusion of Sunday's game between a PNC Park game day employee and a guest." They didn't mention the actual baseball game. And they said the employee's behavior was entirely unacceptable, and he has been immediately suspended. The incident is currently under further investigation. So apparently they said the argument resumed after they were separated, and the fan appeared to spit on the stadium employee, who took off his belt and used it as a whip. This is not good.
This is crazy. It's a crazy story.
You're not going to hear this on other sports shows. I always wanted to go to all the ballparks. Maybe I'll stay away from the Pirates.
Well, that one's supposed to be one of the best. It's supposed to be on the river, and it's one of the most beautiful ballparks.
Why can't they dump them in the river?
Cement chew them.
Take it easy, Fred. Fred has ways of solving things.
It's better than falling inside the stadium where there's people below and cement and all these things. Push them outside and let them have it out, and when they fall in the river.
Exactly. That would be interesting to go ahead and see what happens. Let me ask you this question, Fred. You got certain players that, Michael Conforto, for example, was a dynamite on the Mets, played for a couple of years last year with the San Francisco Giants, and now not able to hit. And then you got these teams like the Colorado Rockies in a terrible slump. What would you do if you were the manager to help an individual in the case of like a Michael Conforto? What would you do?
I'd send him to Mexico.
What would that do?
Well, we don't know. That's why you send him.
Okay, so check it out. And what if the whole team has got like a decaying attitude and there's not a spark? You're the manager. What do you have to do?
What team are you talking about?
Let's take the Colorado Rockies. They're not off to a very good start this year.
And you know something?
What?
They're going to get worse.
You don't think they can turn it around?
No, they haven't been able to turn around. And Bud Black is a terrific guy and a great baseball coach, but has no... has no supply of characters or money in which to go out and buy baseball players.
Mm. It's very true. So we'll see what happens there. Now, there's also this gold card. Have you heard about this?
If you're in
Major League Baseball and you play for, what, is it 8 years? Is that the magic number?
Yeah,
10 years,
you have
is
to play.
8 years.
If you play, or if you're a player. Different if you are in the front office or executives.
Corey Marino, everybody, our producer. So it allows the holder and one guest to enter any regular season game for free. And then he says the players, managers, coaches, umpires with at least 8 years of Major League Baseball service time and front office executives with 25 years of service time receive the pass. And it allows that holder and one guest to enter free. And you can use it at any time, not good for playoffs or for the World Series. Did you have anything like that in football at the NFL? You think they should do something like that, Fred?
No.
Why?
It's the richest sport there is.
But you could get one and take Corey or myself with you.
There's no possible way I would be in confinement with
easy.
You two.
Easy.
My confinement, Corey, you're maybe, maybe you could take part.
I got a text.
Not you, Mike.
I got a text from your friend, Vince Ferragamo, who's all excited. And the story broke. Corey actually beat Vince to it, where the Rams are going to be holding their June mini camp this year in Maui, on the island of Hawaii, in the state of Hawaii,
We got to get over there.
Yeah, that's what I just said, right? What do you think the players are going to do? Well, you and I watched them in Irvine when they were at training camp. They were barely pulling on rubber bands.
They did nothing. They ate more gum. and more gummies than you can ever possibly imagine.
Fred showed more intensity signing autographs for fans than these guys did. There was no activity
there
on the
was
field,
nothing.
Fred.
You needed, but you're on a 100-yard-long, 50-yard-wide field, and you had to have a periscope to see the players.
It's one of the problems why these players aren't ready. I talked to the late, great Sparky Anderson, and he was lamenting that this was years ago, that they used to do a day of sliding, they did a day of bunting, they did a day of – they don't do that anymore. I went to spring training, I watched the Angels in Arizona years ago, and I thought, boy, I'm going to see it. I've been listening to this from years. The Dodgers in Vero Beach, there's going to be a clubhouse, they're going to be sliding. Nothing.
No leadership.
You know, there was
no
just
leadership.
Players out there with remote control cars that were driving them out in the outfield.
Every player I ever knew at every level always realized, I don't want to do this one-on-one thud drill. I don't want to do this pass rush, pass protection situation. And I don't want to do short yardage drills. But you know something? I'm sure glad we did them because they helped.
Yeah, and you didn't have as many people going on the injured list from before. All right, now here this is from our take, really tick Fred Dreyer off site here. The Nike and the NFL have launched what they call Rivalries. It's a new program to celebrate iconic matchups. And, Fred, the matchups here are Nike, the National Football League, announcing this new uniform and fan gear initiative designed to elevate rivalry games and deepen fan engagement over the next four NFL seasons. The program's going to feature uniquely designed Nike uniforms, limited edition fan gear inspired by the rich history and the local culture of each team's community. And they're going to roll this out in 2026, the AFC South and NFC North, 2027, the NFC East, the AFC West, and in 2028, the AFC North and the NFC South. I don't know when the rest of
it. What does this mean?
They're going to put new uniforms out there that are sort of like, what are the baseball players have?
Centennial.
Their city uniforms.
The city uniforms, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You like changes in uniform style, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I think the first ones, you're going to see the best one. The Rams come this year.
Yeah, I won't be around.
You want the old Ram helmet, and I agree with you. This is a tradition. They're making money off changing these uniforms every 5 minutes, Fred.
Well, every 15 minutes, they have a whole new set of uniforms, and I understand they want to make more money. But that is the richest league in America, that league right there.
That's it. So we'll see what's going on. President Trump, he's in the news. He's talking about for years, college sports leaders have lobbied Congress for help in regulating a rapidly evolving industry. And so the president is planning an initiative by forming a presidential commission on college athletics. The group would address major issues like player movement, name, image, and likeness, a pet peeve of mine there. I don't think they should be getting that compensation. Athletic employment status, Title IX implications, and all this stuff. And so they're going to look at this and find out what they can do about it. You think this is going to go anywhere?
No.
I don't either. Corey?
It's another commission for people to be paid to do nothing.
Exactly. Because once the money is out, everybody's going to be grabbing their share of it.
Yep.
Except for you and me, Fred. By the way, we have some Fred Dreyer football cards. We should, but we can make a Fred Dreyer shop, couldn't we?
Yeah, we can.
Get some mugs and some stuff. Let's do that here.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people on the, logged in here. Get a mug, maybe a Fred Dreyer hat.
We could sell probably three or four of them.
How about a works for me? I'd buy one of those. Works for
me. Bumper sticker.
Back of the car, right? Or maybe I'm the gardener in my yard. Put it on his lawnmower.
We're going to take a picture of you mowing your lawn and seal that thing on a coffee mug.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming up. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, we do get some great mail from those of you that want to email us, freddryer@crntalk.com, freddryer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. This comes to us from Jeremy at Clayton, North Carolina. And Jeremy wants to know, Fred, you played your final year with the Rams in 1981.
Yep.
I believe Dan Pastorini was also on the Rams that year. Can you give your opinion on him as a person and teammate that year and whether he's someone you've stayed in touch with via charity endeavors or just from knowing each other as football players and teammates? I ask because you were both great players nearing the end of your career, and your personalities seem very similar.
Well, I've known Dad for a long time since he was in the league, and then when I went out of the league in 81, and that was his first year with the Rams. So I was only there for maybe about 3 weeks while Dan was there for the rest of the year.
So good guy, huh?
Very.
Very good guy. All right, Pamela sent some emails. She said, here's some great photos of you and some of the greats from the Hunter series, you and Stephen Cannell and Stephanie Kramer.
Steve's the one on the left.
Thank you, Fred.
Yes.
I needed that for you. Also with co-star Charles Hallahan.
Charlie's on the left.
Okay, and then you had great dressed up for a big gala that you
Stephanie's
guys were
doing. Stephanie's on the right here,
that's
as you
good.
Can
Thank
see.
Thank you very much. We'll post these at FredShireShow.com. You and guest star John Matusek in an episode of Killing Machine.
Well, yeah, there he is.
Where is he? Which one is he?
John is on the left. He's on the left there.
And then a cute off-script photo. Do you remember what you were saying to Stephanie in this one where you guys are kind of bent over a table? You look like you're having a good time there.
We always have a good time.
That's all I'll say. That's our show. Don't forget to send him some emails. I'll have more comments for you. That's our show. Heard every week at this time. Check us out. Go online at crntalk.com. Click on Fred Dreyer's photo, and you can listen to podcasts and a whole lot more there, too. TheFredDreyerShow.com is our website. And download our app for CRN. Dial pound 250 on your phone when the call is answered. The keywords are CRN, and you'll get the app on the phone. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Mike, you do a wonderful job on this show, but I think that this is, we don't need you anymore.
That's it, huh? Thank you. I'm going to see you next week. Fred Dreyer will be with you here, everybody. There he is. Solo shot. Thank you, Corey Marino and the J.D. Jeremy Dayton.